Hello, and welcome to Two Countries, One Love, the podcast about Filipino-American relationships. And the first episode was basically background. If you've heard it, you understand what it was about. And it was a little disjointed, and I understand that. I didn't do any editing to it. I just kind of did it and posted it because I was trying to just get my feet wet and see how the podcast was. Now, fortunately, I've had some listeners, and the reviews are pretty good. So I'm going to try just to keep working at it, and it'll get more and more polished as I go on. But I don't use a script, like I mentioned in the first podcast. I don't use a script. I don't even use an outline. I just kind of start talking. And so sometimes it can go into different places, but this is really more like a conversation between you and I. So that's how I treat it. That may be to the detriment of the podcast, but I don't believe so. I believe that you pop this on in your car, and it's just like you're talking to a friend, because you are, because I'm your friend. Whether you know me or not, I'm your friend. I'm just like your best friend. I'm just talking like he would talk to you. So we're just going to continue on that way, at least for now. And I'm still looking for some music that I can use, because I'd like to have a little intro music, maybe a little exit music, but not a big deal. Not right now. That is not the main focus here. So back to the podcast. My point in this one, I want to tell you a little bit about the girl that I love, the Filipina that I met. And I went over how we met in the first podcast, but I may do a little review of that because it was kind of strange and unexpected for sure. But I will tell you this. I've never met anyone like her. She is everything I ever wanted in a woman, both physically, intellectually, sense of humor wise, and just attitude wise. I know that I got a little bit of guff from the first podcast because women that I know took offense when I was generalizing American women. But I even said in the podcast, yeah, it was a generality, and it's not true of all American women at all. I even said that I knew some that were really nice and sweet. But I'm telling you now, it's the culture. The culture here how do I say this? The culture here promotes women being harder than they need to be. I mean, to me, and maybe I'm just an old-fashioned guy. Well, I know I'm an old-fashioned guy. There's no question about that. And maybe I'm behind the times. Again, I don't think there's any maybe about that. I'm totally behind the times. But it's okay. I mean, I am who I am. I grew up this way. I'm never going to change. I just am who I am. I love women. Let me say that first. Women, I have more and better women friends than I ever had men friends. Men friends to me, I have one or two really strong men friends. And that's perfect for me. I don't need any more than that. I don't have a group of guys we go and hang out because most of the time I couldn't relate to that. Men for the most part are idiots. And I don't mean stupid or intellectually, less than, but they just act like jerks when they get around each other. And that's not me. I'm not into that. And when I have my women friends, we talk and I get along with them better. I can communicate much better with them. So, but they were upset also. I mean, I had one friend tell me, I told her, I said, well, you know, she's a lot different than American women, and I just think, you know, they're different. And she said, well, they're not better. And I said, well, I don't know if they're better or not, but they're different, and it's a better fit for me. So for me, I don't want a woman that wants to be me. And I don't want a woman that wants to tell me what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do. And, you know, every time I make a suggestion, it's wrong. Or every time we have a small disagreement about something, I'm not even saying an argument, I'm saying a disagreement about something, it's, you know, I'm being a pig or, you know, misogynistic or whatever. None of which I am. I'm not. I like women. I love women. I think women are great. But I don't think women are men. And I don't think women fit into the men's role, because that's not really what they were created for. And, you know, since when did raising a family, taking care of your family, become a negative? Like, if a woman doesn't have a job, somehow, or no, forget job, not even job. Let me rephrase that. A career. If a woman doesn't have a career, suddenly she's less than. If her career is taking care of her family, including her husband and the children, somehow that's, she's missing out. And I don't believe that. And I know women who say they wouldn't do anything else. They don't want to go out into the workplace. They don't want to have a career. Their career is taking care of the family. The husband, he works, supports the family, leads the family, and with the help of the wife. I'm not saying he takes, you know, does everything his way. He has to talk to his wife. You have to have communication. There's no question. No question in my mind. So I just, but the attitude, it's just the attitude that, you know, I'm not just going to be your quote unquote slave. Well, I don't want a slave. I've never wanted a slave. My second wife accused me of wanting to have, and I'll quote her exactly. You just want a submissive little bitch. She used to tell me that all the time. Well, you know, if I'd wanted that, I wouldn't have picked her, because she was the opposite of that. No, I'm going to try to make myself clear on this point. And for those of you that actually listen, you'll understand. Those of you who have already made up your mind, well, God bless you. I believe that men and women were created for different roles. Okay? I believe that the woman is nurturing, maternal. Right? Hence, maternal, mother, mater. Yeah. And I believe that the man is the head of the household. However, he works with the woman to steer the family in the right direction. He does not get to do whatever he wants to do with the family. Now, if there's a disagreement about what they do, they need to talk it over and come to a conclusion. Now, sometimes, and I know this for a fact because I've been there myself, there's no compromise. Sometimes you're in a situation where one person has to make the decision. And in that case, the decision should be the man's. And he takes full responsibility for it. So if it goes south, no one's to blame but him. And that's part of being a man, is taking full responsibility for whatever actions or decisions you make. And I believe that the man, yes, when it comes to certain instances where there can be no compromise, yes, it's the man's decision. And like I said, he has to live with the repercussions, the consequences, if that decision turns out to be wrong. Okay. I don't think that's a problem for women. I don't think that makes them less than a man. this whole thing about women are less than men, people think women are less than men. I don't know who does that. I don't know anybody who thinks a woman is less than a man. I don't. I personally don't. Of course, I don't know any wife beaters. I just don't, because I would never associate with a wife beater. And if I found out a guy was beating his wife, I would beat him, because I don't believe in that. That is, to me, right next to pedophilia, beating your wife. So if anybody's out there listening to this, you beat your wife, stop it. Go get help. Stop it. She hasn't done anything to you. And I will tell you a story about my own life, about why wife beating is wrong. And I was lucky. I did not grow up in a family where there was abuse like that. Not at all. But my third wife, she passed away. But she used to beat me. And I used to have long hair. And she would grab me by the hair and drag me around. Seriously. And she would beat me. And I never raised a finger to her. Not at all. The only thing I did was hide the knives, because I had to. So I never beat her. I never touched her. She used to beat me. I'm not one of those people that says, well, if the woman hits me, I get to hit back. No, you don't get to hit back. You do not get to hit a woman for any reason. Not any reason. So I don't believe in that. I don't even think wife beaters think that women are less than them. I think they think women are better than them, and that's why they do it. So women are not less than men. Women are equal to men. Women actually make more money in the workplace than men, even though they say they don't. But that's not true, because women normally work less hours, so the pay equals to the hours. It comes out ahead. So there's a lot of fallacies, and there's a lot of disagreement. I get it. But for me, I do not want a woman who's trying to assert her dominance in our relationship, because I don't assert mine. I just, being a man, you don't have to assert your dominance. You don't have to have dominance. You have to be a man. And being a man means taking care of your woman. It doesn't mean she's taking care of you. It means you take care of her, and then she'll take care of you. It works together. You're nice to her, she's nice to you. You love her, she loves you. You tell her how beautiful she is every day, and she will believe it. And, I mean, I'm having a little bit of that issue with my girl, because I tell her how beautiful she is. And she is. To me, she's the most beautiful woman in the world. Not only most beautiful, the funniest, just all around the best woman I've ever met. The greatest woman I've ever met in my life. Seriously. And she doesn't believe it. But I tell her every day. And she will. And she's better now than she was before. Before, she used to always just self-degrade, but not anymore. So I got her that far. But see, that's what you do. You love them. You love your woman. Your woman needs to be loved. I know this sounds cliched, but just because it's cliched doesn't mean it's not true. Women are like flowers. You want them facing the sun, opening up, and thriving. That's what you want. And in order to do that, you have to water them. And you have to give them sun. And you have to talk nice to them. And if you do those things, you will have a woman that is loyal, faithful, and loving beyond your wildest dreams. Now, having said that, with Filipino women, that is already kind of instilled in them. They come from that place. So if you treat them nice like you should, you get, it's almost like crazy how loyal and loving they are, really. Now, with American women, what I've found is, yes, they're not raised to think that way, and they, so when you really treat them nice, a lot of times they don't believe it, you know, because they've been beat down so much by some other idiots, you know, and it's the idiots that make good guys like us look bad, and that's true. I mean, you, normally when you have a girlfriend, any girlfriend I've had to destroy like 4 or 5 years of them being mistreated just to get back to normal. I mean, just to get back to equality, you have to beat that. You know, you have to be better than that. You have to go above and beyond what their last boyfriend did. Because he did so much damage, you got that damage has to be repaired. That trust has to be repaired before she can give herself to you fully. Okay, and I'm not talking about sex, guys. Okay, I'm talking about a woman giving herself to you in every aspect. Her mind, her heart, her soul, her loyalty. All those things, you can't buy those things. And you can't force somebody to give them to you. They have to be willing to give them to you on their own. And the only way you can do that is by showing them that you're worthy. And the only way you can do that is be loving, be honest, be loyal, tell them how beautiful they are, do things for them, buy them little things. You don't have to buy them expensive gifts. Go to the store. Every time you go to the store, whether it's a grocery store or the drug store or whatever, buy them a little something. Just a little something. I do that all the time. I mean, I don't do it now because she lives in the Philippines, but with my last American girlfriend, I did it all the time. I went to the store, I always got her something. Always. Just a little something, you know? Now, she didn't appreciate it. No, that's not normal. Normally, they do appreciate that. But you have to show them that you're thinking about them when they're not around. Okay? And this is just general. Every woman in the world needs this. And, you know, the feminist might argue that that's not true, but I'm telling you, it is true. I've seen it with my own eyes. I don't buy the feminist thing anyway. There's no such thing. Feminism is just they don't like men. They've been hurt, and they don't know how to deal with it, and the last thing they want to do is deal with the man, so they just force him away. And they want everybody else to do the same, and that's not right. So, anyway, having said that, I will tell you how Mayumi and I met. And like I said, I ran over this a little bit in the first podcast, but it's worth telling again, I think. And so I was just coming off the last relationship I had that really crashed and burned badly. We were engaged, kind of. Well, we were engaged. She did. I asked her to marry me. She did say yes. But I don't think she was ever into it, to be honest with you. I don't think she ever was really into it. And I don't think she ever thought it was going to happen. I thought she was just going to break it off before it happened, but she was keeping it alive as long as it would keep me there, which is another story, but we will not go into that. So I had a week to move out because I wasn't going to pay her another dime to stay there. Are you kidding me? No way. So I moved out. I found a place, really nice place, and I was... I talked to my son and my best friend. They helped me move. And I made a promise to them that I was going to not get involved and have a relationship like right away. Because that was my thing, was jumping from one to the next. I know there's a lot of people who do that. You know, it's not, there's no condemnation for me as far as that goes. I mean, I didn't want to do it this time simply for the fact I was tired. I just didn't feel like I could start up again. You know, you have to go look at the website, the dating sites, and you have to weed through people that you've already seen and people who, you know, you don't like, you know, what you know, and by don't like, I mean, from whatever you can gather from their little ad, and, you know, if you're attracted to them, you know, because you're going to see that picture, and that, you know, that is going to, you know, to me, that's the first thing, that you have to be attracted to the person physically, not physically like their body, but their face. you know, if you can look at that face the rest of your life, then okay, that's step one, you know. And so I moved here, and I was pretty good until, I mean, I lasted about 3 days not getting on a dating site, about 3 days, which, you know, that's pretty good for me. So I got on a dating site, and I met three women in the matter of a week. Three women. One lived here in Texas, but pretty far away from me, 5 hours from me. One lived in Texas, and she was like 3 hours, and one lived in Indiana. And the first one, that one that lived 5 hours away, we got pretty close pretty fast. We were going to meet, and I was going to drive down there, and or she was going to come up here. We hadn't figured it out yet. And we were talking about, you know, her coming up, and she said, well, if I come up there, we should get married. And I'm like, what? And she said, yeah, we should get married. The justice of the peace. You should look it up, and then we'll go. And I said, well, why are we getting married? And she said, well, because I can't have sex with you unless we get married. And I said, okay, well, then maybe we just shouldn't have sex. I mean, I'm okay with that. I mean, you know, been a while anyway. A little bit longer is not going to make that much difference. And she said, no, but I love you, and I want to marry you. And I'm like, well, I'm not 100% sure I'm down for that. So we let it go, you know. And then I met the one in Indiana, and we were talking, and she wanted me to come up to Indiana. And excuse me, folks, I have such bad allergies right now. It's not funny. Texas allergies, there's nothing worse than a Texas allergy because it never goes away. It just has different levels of being worse. So right now it's pretty bad. So I talked to the one in Indiana, and we talked, and we had a lot in common. We had some things in common that I didn't with the other one. We didn't have, and it was okay. I mean, it was all right. I was attracted to her, but there were things about her that I wasn't 100% sold on. So I never really committed. She did, you know. She was telling me she loved me, you know, right away, and that always to me makes me feel weird. So, then I met another woman, and she was a Christian gal, which is fine with me. I'm a Christian too, but she was fairly new in the faith. So she was really on fire. And it was kind of nice to see that enthusiasm. I remember back when I first became a Christian. It's a magical thing, you know. It's talking about falling in love. That you fall in love, and it's a great thing. However, there were some things about her that seemed a little off as well. And I always think, you know, what is the future going to bring with this person? And I didn't think that it was going to be really great with this person. But I also, not going to jump to conclusions, going to keep my options open. So I had these three women, which I mentioned in the last podcast. It's very difficult, because you have to talk to them every day. And, you know, women, it's an hour minimum per woman. So that's 3 hours of my night after I got off of work. And I work from home, talking on the phone. So as much as I like to talk, and believe you me, I love to talk. That's why I'm doing this podcast. That was rough. Because sometimes you have nothing to talk about. you know, you get to that place where there's like, okay, well, we've talked about everything, and without seeing each other, there's really nothing more to say, and yet every night I'm on the hook for an hour of my time here. So we were, you know, we just kind of were cruising, all four of us. And I was still looking at other websites, other dating sites, and the dating sites, well, I had seen them all. I mean, I had basically plenty of fish. There was nobody new on there. OkCupid, same deal. I didn't really care for that. And then there were some smaller ones. Oh, and by the way, I'm not paying. So Match.com, no. eHarmony, forget about it. I'm not paying. I wasn't going to pay. I never have. I never would. You know? So I was looking through Google Play, and I saw this one. It was CDFF is what it was called, CDFF. And I didn't know what it was, but it said a Christian dating for free. That's what it was. So I'm like, all right, well, let's give this a shot. And the one thing about it was there were different types of girls on there. There were a lot of girls from other countries, that's for sure. And I just bypassed all that because there was no way I was going to get involved with somebody from another country. That just was not going to happen. So it was pretty easy because there was limited numbers of women who were local, and they weren't the same ones that were on Plenty of Fish. So it was kind of a pinpoint thing where I could, oh, okay, you know, this one's interesting, this one, whatever. They live somewhat close. And when I say local, I mean not in another country. And, you know, maybe a state over, but not too far, you know. So I talked to, there was one girl I talked to, I think, in there who lived in Texas. But she was way too young for me. And I'm 58, and this girl was, I want to say she was 24. That's way too young for me. I'm not doing that. So there was this girl, and her picture, she was cute, very cute. I mean, she just looked, I can't even tell you what it was about her that attracted me, but there was something. So I looked at the picture, and I looked at the her little ad, and then I saw at the bottom it said she lived in the Philippines. And so I said, well, that's not going to happen. I'm not doing that. So I forgot about it, and I never messaged her because I didn't want to waste her time. So a couple days later, I get an email that says somebody has sent me a message. Well, it was this girl. And I said, well, she's in the Philippines. I know she sent me a message, but I think it's better if I just ignore it. So I let it go. I let it go for a couple weeks, actually. And then one night, I'd had a couple of beers, and maybe more than a couple. But I thought, you know what? She's so cute. I'm just going to message her and see. Maybe she comes from the Philippines, but she lives here now. You know, I was just justifying, you know, talking to her. So I sent her an email, and I said, hi, I like your picture. You seem very nice. What are you looking for on this line? And she pretty directly messaged me back and said, I'm looking for a serious man. So when I got back to her, I said, what do you mean serious man? She goes, I'm looking for someone who is serious about a relationship, who isn't into, doesn't want sex, you know, just sex, doesn't want to talk about sex. So then I said, okay, where do you live? And she goes, oh, I live in Jordan. And I'm like, wait a minute, you live in Jordan? She goes, yeah, I work as a housemaid in Jordan. She goes, but I'm from the Philippines, and my family lives in the Philippines, and I have a son who lives in the Philippines. And I'm like, oh, okay. So basically, she lives in the Philippines. So I was disappointed. But I was still curious. I wasn't going to let it go. There was just something that I wasn't going to let go about her. And so I said, well, can we talk on Messenger? And she said, well, let's talk on Skype. And I said, video chat? She goes, well, let's just text. Let's just message on Skype. And I said, okay. So we went over to Skype, started messaging. We had a couple of messages back and forth. And then about 10, 15 minutes into the conversation, I told her, I said, look, we need a video chat. And I didn't tell her why, but my reasoning was I wanted to make sure this was the same person. I didn't want it to be a dude or, you know, a woman that wasn't, who was in that picture. So I thought if she hesitates at all, I'm not doing this. But she didn't. She said, you want to Skype right now? And I said, yes. She goes, okay. And then she added me, and then we Skyped. And she's the same person. She was the exact same person. And we had such a good conversation. I mean, there was no nervousness. There was nothing. It was just awesome. So we hung up. She had to go back to work. And I was like, can we talk tomorrow? And she says, yes, when I get off of work, I will text you. And if you're not working, if you're free, let's Skype. And I said, okay. So that's what we did. And we talked. And the second time we talked for a good 2 hours. And I got to know her. She got to know me. I told her, you can ask me anything, and I will tell you the truth because I'm not playing any games. I'm done with that. I'm going to tell you everything that you want to know. And I'll tell you stuff that maybe you don't want to know, but you should know. And I did. I was completely transparent with her and have been to this day. And she has been the same with me. Because everything she's told me, at first especially, I checked out. And everything she told me was right on the money. So I had no worries. And as we hung up the second conversation, as I had just clicked off Skype, but there's a hesitation. There's like a couple of seconds of where it's still up before it goes off. And I heard her say, I'm in love with you. And I thought, wait a minute. And then it went off. And I thought, oh, man, no, she didn't say that. It must have been the TV or something, you know. But it got me thinking. And I did some soul searching that night. And I thought to myself, what was the first thought in my mind when I saw her on Skype, when I saw her face come up on Skype? And I went back and I really did some thinking about it. And the first thought that I had was, I'm going to marry this woman. I didn't know how. I mean, I just didn't, and it didn't, I didn't give much credence to it. I thought maybe that's just something in my head, you know. But it was there. I mean, there's no denying that it was there. So when we talked the next day, I asked her, you know, did you tell me that you love me? And she says, yes, I love you. And I said, well, how can you love me? We just talked. She goes, I don't know. She goes, I just know that when I saw your picture, I knew you're the man for me. And then when we talked, and you're so kind, and you're so nice, and you are everything that I wanted in a serious man. You're serious. You're funny. You know, everything. Which is exactly what I saw in her. And she said, that's why. I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to let it go. She goes, but I had to say it. And I said, well, I go, look, when I saw you, I go, I knew that I was in love with you too, but I wasn't going to say it because the last few times I've said that, it has come back to bite me. And hang on, I'm going to take a small break here and I'll be right back. And it did come back to bite me. I mean, every relationship that I had, I would say it first. I would always be the one to say it. And this time I just wasn't going to do it. And I told her that I wasn't going to do it. But once she said it, the cat was out of the bag. So I felt, okay, I can say it. And as much as I didn't want to fall in love that quickly, it happened. And I know what you're thinking, because it seems like she did a couple of things that I had said that I didn't really like. And that was one of them, was to just jump right into the I love you thing. And yeah, in normal circumstances, that would not have been anything that I would have enjoyed. But with her, it was different. And also the thing about, talking every night. But it was different. I mean, with her, it's not like talking every night. It's not. We don't run out of things to say. We have plenty of things to say. We talk about everything. And she's funny. I mean, we laugh, and that's one of the things that she says to me, we laugh all the time. I like that. Now, I will tell you this, her English is not the best. And so there are times when there are problems understanding. And sometimes I don't understand what she's saying, and I have to go, what does that mean? And it's not like the words, like I can understand the words, but conceptually, and the way that language is, different languages, the way that it's structured is different than English. English is structured a certain way, so it follows a certain pattern and certain rules, while other languages don't follow those same rules. So she sometimes says things, and I get the gist, but I don't understand exactly what she's trying to say to me. So we have to kind of work that out as we go along. And the same thing with her. Sometimes she'll say, what do you mean? And I'll have to explain it, because she just, it's not structured the way that she would structure it if she was talking. So we have to go back sometimes and do that. But to be honest with you, that is not a problem for me. My best friend said, well, does she have like broken English? And I go, yeah, I guess you could call it that. And then I explained to him what I just said. And he goes, well, how can you guys talk? I go, I don't know, but we understand each other. And we both said that almost at the same time. One time we were talking, and she goes, I don't speak good English. I go, yeah, but we understand each other. I don't need someone to speak perfect English to understand them. And I understand what she says, and she understands what I say most of the time. So the language thing is not a big deal, not a big deal at all. However, all her family and friends have friended me on Facebook, and they post in Filipino. And yes, let me just say something. It's not Tagalog. The national language of the Philippines is Filipino. Okay? So I don't want to hear, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, it's Tagalog. No, it's Filipino. The government calls it Filipino. That's the national language of the Philippines. Okay, now back to our regular scheduled rant. And where was I? Oh, so yeah, her friends and family who are on my Facebook, they will post things, and the translations are not great. So I get a lot of that where they are trying to tell me something, and I have no idea, so I have to ask her. What are they saying? So, but that's not a big deal. I mean, anyway, so back to what's going on. So we're talking, and she works at a place where they don't, Jordan. It's a Muslim country, which means it's a closed country, which means it's not free, which means you can't do what you want, which means she's stuck in the house like a prisoner. And they pretend, oh, you're like family to us, because he's been working there for 15 years. Oh, you're like family to us, but they treat her like dirt. And I had to tell her, I said, you know, and she knows. She just doesn't like talking about it because it doesn't help. She knows that there's nothing she can do. She has to make the money to support her son. And that's, you know, that's commendable. But my thing is I got to get her out of there as soon as I can, because she's getting older and she can't do what they're asking her to do. And they're like, they put like two additions on the house apparently. So now she's got to deal with that too. So it's really kind of a weird deal. I don't want to get into that too much, but let's just suffice to say that her working / living situation is not the best. But yeah, so I'm planning on moving there in the next 2 years because money is worth more there. American money is worth a lot more there. There are plenty of retirees who go there because, A, they love Americans there. I mean, you can go there and they love you there. You know, they love America. They love Trump. They love everything about America. And they're really gentle people. I mean, they just are. They're her relatives and stuff, that I've talked to, they are just welcoming and warm, and they're just real, real nice people. That's all I can say. Her sister has said to me more than once, you're welcome to our house anytime. When you come, you're staying at our house. We're going to, you know, you're going to be there. You guys are going to be at our house, and we're going to be glad to have you. So they're just sweet. I mean, it's just in their nature to be that way. And I really think the podcast is my way of trying to let people know that there is alternatives. If you cannot find love here in the States, you don't have to order a Russian mail order bride. You don't have to. Now, I would strongly suggest, and I'll get into this maybe the next episode, because I want to give you some tips. I know I did some in the first podcast. I gave you some tips. But there's a lot of things that you need to know going into this. However, I will say this. I will say this. Don't settle. Don't settle because you think you have to. You know, just because you're living in the United States, born in the United States, you're an American citizen, you're an American. I love my country. I love the United States. The United States is the greatest country in the world. It'll always be my home, and I will always love her, always. But having said that, it's not perfect. And one of the ways I believe it's not perfect is for certain men, certain people, I'll say people, because it can work the other way too with women. For certain individuals, let's say, there's no proper love here for them. It's just not. Well, for me, I'll use myself as an example. I searched and searched. And I came up wanting every time. And there's nothing more depressing than that. You know it. You've been through it. So I want to help people find what I found. And I believe that it's readily available if you open up your heart and your mind to looking outside of this country. And like I said, I don't know anything about Russian mail order brides, except I've heard a lot of horror stories. And here, the Philippines, yes, of course, there's always going to be incidences of scamming and of trickery. Always, no matter where you go. I don't care where you go. You're going to find that. However, there are a few things you can do to make sure it doesn't happen to you. I mean, it's totally avoidable. Being scammed, being hurt with a Filipina is totally avoidable. And the next podcast, I'll go into the things you need to do and the things you cannot do. Things that will that you shouldn't do that would hurt you in the end. That is going to, it's going to put a damper. Nah, that's not the right word. See, I'm searching for a word here. It's just, if there are certain things I can tell you that are universal when it comes to this, and why men run into trouble with women from other countries. And this isn't just a Filipino thing or a Philippines thing or a Russian thing or anything. You know, I keep saying Russian. I don't know why, but I guess, you know, it's a classic Russian mail order bride thing. But from any country, I mean, there are certain things that, certain rules that pertain that may not pertain that much here in the United States, where it may not be the same consequences in the United States as it would be when you were dealing with a foreigner. Although I believe some of them are in the United, I mean, the United States, you don't want to be doing it here either, because that's, it's just not good. You know, it's just, there are certain things that are just not good. So I just want you guys to be encouraged that there is the possibility of love for you. It's not cut and dry that you're not going to find love. I mean, that's not etched in stone. And I can help you. And like I said, I'm going to give this disclaimer, and I'm going to do it over and over again. I'm not setting you up. I will never set you up. I can give you tools to help you find what you're looking for, but I will not promote any websites. I will not personally hook you up with somebody I know, maybe Mayumi's friends or anything. I'm not doing that, because that's not, I'm not going to be responsible for that at all. So that's not what this is about. What this is about is helping people, and I want to help people who are frustrated and think that, you know, there's no time for love. And I'm going to tell you something. I was older. I mean, I'm older. And I thought, man, it's just going to be rough going. But your age really doesn't matter there. And as a matter of fact, they like older men. That is for sure. And that's, you know, that's a plus. That was a plus for me. As a matter of fact, she thought, she really wanted someone older than me. I mean, she was thinking 70s. And, when I told her 58, I go, well, I guess I'm out. And she just laughed and said, no, that's fine. You know, and it's good for us because she's only 10 years younger than me. So we're, you know, we're pretty, that's, it's pretty normal age range for us, which is kind of unusual as far as like the Filipina goes, because normally they're younger and they want older guy. And so there's a lot of big age differences there. But you know, we're not, we have a decent, you know, normal age range. So anyway, I'm going to wrap this up by telling you, don't miss the next podcast, because the next podcast, I'm going to give you practical advice, to help you find what you're looking for. Okay, and I'm working on the website right now. So I will have a website up and I'll be posting the podcast there. However, if you want to listen to the podcast, there are several ways you can do it. Google Podcast, I'm on there. Soon to be on iTunes, but as of yet, not. There's other avenues I have, which I've got to make a list of, because right off the top of my head, I am blanking. But I know Google Podcasts for sure. And like I said, once I get the website up and running, I will give you how to get to that, and that will have all the information on it. That will have all the where the podcast is available, when I'm going to drop a new one, and all like that. And I have an email that I would love your feedback and any questions and any comments and any suggestions for a show. You know, if you want a show about something, let me know. If I can swing it, why not? If it's a good idea, no problem. And I'm here to help you. So this, you know, this is your podcast, not just mine. And I want to thank you for listening. I'm going to have a Patreon account pretty soon. It would be good if you guys could support me with the podcast as much as you can. I understand you can't always do it. I can't always do it. I mean, I support a lot of things, and you know, it's kind of hit or miss for me too, and I totally understand that. But I just want to let you know that that is available. You can support me, and I will have a Patreon account up soon, and there'll be links and everything at the website. Anyway, so if you want to send me an email, the email address is twocountriesonelove@protonmail.com. That's twocountriesonelove@protonmail.com, and it's not numbers, it's spelled out. Okay, I want to throw that in because I thought maybe a couple people got confused by that last time. Anyway, this is Paul, and I really thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I hope you are getting something out of this. Next time, I think it's going to be really good podcast, so you're not going to want to miss that. I'm going to try to get that out this week at some point. But it's going to be really good. It's going to be tips. And I'll let you know what's going on with me and Mayumi as with the after another week, because there's always something funny. There's always a funny story or something to tell, and I'll keep you up on that. Also, on the website, as soon as I get it up, there'll be pictures. There will be pictures of me and Mayumi. And I'm going to, I have to build a Facebook page. So I'm going to do that too, but, you know, I'm doing all this myself. I'm just in my house recording this, working the website, all these things. So it's going to take me a little bit to get up and running 100%. But I hope you're enjoying this podcast. I'm enjoying doing them. And again, I hope that the goal here is to help people. The goal here is to educate people that there are other options than the ones that you might think you have. So this is Paul, and I'm going to say goodbye for now. This is Two Countries, One Love, the podcast. And I want you guys to have a great week and be good. Until next time, this is Paul saying thank you for listening.